everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Yesterday, we have reviewed a new trend in the streaming world. You know, these women who are like, ice cream, yes, 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 gang, gang. We now have a new angle on this phenomenon. One of these streamer women was filmed by her husband, so we get to see how the creation happens. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. By the way, this is the new streaming setup. Very minimal setup, two lights. Oh my God. I'm taking a full room for my streaming setup. I mean, look at this. I built an entire wall with a TV in it. But apparently there are streaming setups that are lighter. Let's see how this behind the scene of this. I don't know. Is there a name for this? This streaming type?
Roses. Thank you, Jose, for the roses. Thank you. Thank you for the ice cream. Woo! You got me feeling like a cowgirl. Thank you. Welcome to the live. Thank you for the roses. Gang gang. Gang gang. Gang gang. Gang gang. Welcome. Thank you, Jose, for the roses. Thank you. Woo! You got me feeling like a cowgirl. Woo! Welcome.
What the fuck? She repeats the same reactions. NPC streaming?
Gang gang! Gang gang! Welcome to the live.
Alright, we done. We ain't gonna keep doing this.
Shame.
What?
For the past hour, I made
$2,000.
Doing this? Yes.
Elon.
Oh my God, with a Spider-Man costume? What the fuck is happening to the internet? There's this trend of YouTube shorts with Spider-Mans in it. I don't get it. Is it a publicity by Spider-Man? Someone has to explain the novel internet to me. DK Shadow says 2,000. Yeah, it seems that all these ice cream shots, each of them are paid. It's like a super chat. It's like a super chat that you can handle. You know, I handle super chats in a couple of minutes responses, generally. But they handle super chats at the second level. Ice cream. All right, we're done. Gang, gang, gang. Yes, yes, yes. We're done. I mean, if they only donate $1 per shot like this, of course she's going to make 2,000. But I don't think this will be long-term sustainable. I can't see people being excited about this 3 months down the line. I mean, at some point you get tired of seeing the same girl with the same boobs doing the same moves. Raised Fist says, I'm starting to think that JF is excited by this. I'm not at all. It's just that, of course, it's a new trend of booby streaming. The boobs excite me just as much as when I was 13 years old, JF, you know. But other than this, no, the format itself, I don't think it's promising. I think it will be extremely limited in time. Al dente, that is how you should cook your pasta. And that is how certain fish live. I've always been fascinated by the reproduction of fishes. I have followed many cycles of reproduction in my fish when I was a teenager. I was having many aquariums in my room, checking them, making sure they had everything to reproduce. But I had not known of this technique where the fish are flying out of the water. They stick onto a leaf like an al dente pasta, and then they put their eggs on the leaves. And look at this, they then make sure that there's enough water droplets that stick to the leaf so that their eggs are in water. What a clever way, probably to protect from all of the predators that exist in the lake or the river. I guess the safest place for these eggs is outside the water where no one will be looking for them. All right. right. They annoy me with this music. They always add music, overly aggressive, overly hopeful. I'm a black-pilled man. I don't need hope in the music. I'm fascinated by reproduction in and of itself. Russian forces are pushing along almost the entire front line in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk region. So now that we've seen the counteroffensive by Ukraine, which has led to nothing, the destruction of a bridge in Crimea, just one side of the bridge circulation has been maintained, and then some bombardments of dam, some speculation around the nuclear plant of Zaporizhia, nothing happening there. And so that's it. We are at the end of the Ukrainian counteroffensive. Let's see if the Ukrainians can defend against a will to advance by the Russians, because the Russians have been pretty stable in their maintenance of borders up to now. They don't seem to have particularly attempted to push the front line since the first big push of the war. I haven't seen superb activity on the Russian side, but the question is, if they want to push, will the Ukrainians be able to stop them in any way? Now we know that the Russians can push back any sort of attempt by the Ukrainians, because the Ukrainians have gave it their all. They have named it a counteroffensive. They have ridiculed themselves on the public space by doing so. You know, they've announced that, okay, we're getting into this counteroffensive. You're going to see results. There's no result. So why Black Bear says just two more weeks to flatten Russia. Ukrainian air defense missile crashed into Odessa. That is a recent video, I believe. Now, they say it's a defense, an anti-air defense missile. Hard to tell from just the video, but that's what they report. A Nebraska teenager has been sentenced to jail and charged as a felon after ending her pregnancy with abortion pills. She faces up to 5 years in prison. That is what the left wants to push as a narrative, that the Republican states are now going after women, after reproductive freedom in women. But the community notes differs. They say the teen was not sentenced for having a chemically induced abortion during her third trimester, but for burning, burying, and concealing a dead body. Ah, okay, so they haven't sued her for the taking of the pills themselves, because I think that no matter what the states try to do, at the end they're going to have a problem that a woman is probably has the right to take whatever pills she wants, you know, because of, you know, is it Fourth Amendment, seizing, controlling the body is something that the state shouldn't be able to do. And I agree with this. Now, when there's another being inside your body, that's a different question in my view. But they ended up charging her basically for desecrating, hiding the body of a dead baby, which you could be sued for this if you do this to an adult body also. It's just a crime. This sponsored ad just got community noted. What other platform would fact-check a paid ad? Twitter continues to put the user experience on priority, and Elon Musk seems to be happy about it. He says all content on the platform is subject to community notes, even if we lose even more advertising money as a result. So there was, you know, these ads that they show you a very interesting video about, but then you download the game and it's not this at all. Like, they put the video to charm you, but the game is a totally different gameplay. Well, that's exactly what happened here. The community note was saying the actual gameplay of Evony is entirely different from what is shown in the video. This is a false advertisement. I love this stuff. I love this stuff. And people were discussing, it's very important. Because it doesn't matter. This company might be frustrated and they might leave as an advertisers, but long term, advertising on the internet is worth zero if people don't trust it. If everyone on the internet knows what you see in ads on the internet sucks, it's never the truth, it never works, it's always deceptive, then all advertising budget boils down to zero. Advertising loses its value. Whereas if advertising can be inserted into the cycle of honesty, where, oh, I see an advertisement about something, I can trust that it's going to be a good thing for me, then advertising has a place in society. So I believe it's totally the right approach that Elon Musk is taking here, because there will be one day where websites that don't do this, everyone will be logging onto them, knowing very well their brain will be like, this square, you completely ignore, because you've always been spammed, you've always been lied to. New guy says, so then why do all ads lie? Well, yeah, I mean, there's a problem. I think that Elon and his approach of leaving community notes on the ads is a first step toward advertising honesty in on the internet. And that is a big step when you think about it, to make a first move in that direction. Now, of course, it will be the case for still decades that ads in general, they suck. You know, on the internet, they are a nuisance. But perhaps a future world, it's not what happens. Perhaps it changes. DK Shadow says, only useful if it's at least somewhat truthful. Yes. According to these youngsters, we should quit farming to combat climate change. The soy is strong with these two.
Farming needs to stop. That's the single biggest driver of climate change. Farming needs to stop. That's the single biggest driver of climate change.
Farming needs to stop. We're not stopping farming. And the day we're stopping farming, you are dying because you don't have much caloric reserve over your own body. You are totally dependent on farming. The day farming stops, you die before me, my friend. You die before me. New guy says, you say nuisance in a nice way. Yeah, nuisance is a French word. I believe it's considered a word that was French, and that was, I know that you guys use it relatively commonly, but it is very French in its etymology. The website jewishcontributions.com has disappeared from the internet. There is currently a page on the website that says this website has been abolished by the owner. Now, that can mean many things. People have been noting that this happened straight after Nick Fuentes found himself on a stream with Sneeko. And they mentioned how Jewish Contributions was a good website. And eventually we got this message that said the website has been deleted by the owner. But deleted by the owner may mean that the operators of the website, the creators of the website, have removed it. Or it can mean that the hosting company of the website has decided to cut service to them. So we may be in a case of self-censorship, or we may be in a case of censorship. I don't have the information. Of course, it was a hilarious website because they were trying to awaken people on the question of Jewish overrepresentation in certain fields. And they were doing so on the guise of, let us celebrate Jewish contributions. And so they had titles like, meet some of the Jewish entrepreneurs bringing hope and prosperity to the Russian people. Oh my God, these guys, every time they were putting out something, I was laughing my ass off. Meet the Jews who created the wildly popular TV series Game of Thrones. And they had, of course, all of the Jews who have participated to movements like feminist, that kind of stuff. So I hope that they will. I hope that their voice will not be shut. I believe it's an important website in terms of highlighting important Jewish contributions. And if you take just a regular hosting company, this will happen to you at some point when too much attention gets toward you. But you can totally arrange a reverse proxy system with a homemade web hosting, just like the way I did my website. My website is pretty much resistant to any sort of attempt at attacking it. I have the computer running right here. It's hosting the website, and I'm on a reverse proxy, so you can't even find my IP. So that is the standard. If you want to go full anti-censorship, that is what they would need to do. And if the team there wants some help, I can help them if they ever need counseling on this. It's super easy to establish. It's the new standard, and it's fascinating what Cloudflare is doing with this. They have found a way to have a host to be connected to the HTTP world without it being exposed to the internet, so without it being discoverable. That's called a reverse proxy. And it's something that stems from technological development by Cloudflare, where they wanted to acquire much more data gathering. So, you know, Cloudflare is kind of a supplementary layer over the internet where they basically pass traffic that normally would be at the base layer of the internet. They handle it at a software layer. That allows them to do all their analytics and their stuff they're really interested in. But as a kind of side consequence of all this, they offer what comes to be the most interesting product of Cloudflare, which is the reverse proxy. The reverse proxy stems from the fact that my computer right here doesn't serve the website to you. It serves it to Cloudflare, and Cloudflare serves it to you. Cloudflare did this for reasons of keeping anonymity, but that's almost a side effect because the main motivating factor is to develop an internet of edge servers, an internet where the server doesn't really serve. The server is an archive of the site as it stands right now. And there are edge servers. Edge servers are across the world. They are positioned in the best position to serve you quickly, the website to you. But so therefore, let's say you're in Thailand. You're in Thailand. You want to visit jfg.world. You want to download one of my MP3s. Cloudflare has a copy of all of the MP3s that have been regularly asked within the last 24 hours. They copy it in Thailand. They copy it on their servers in Australia, in France, in Canada. And so they're ready to serve it to you. And they also refresh constantly with my website, checking, okay, is there a new MP3 there? Is that still the MP3 that we should cache in our edge servers? And then when you arrive on my website and download the MP3, it's not even my computer anymore. 90% of the traffic on my computer is not traffic that I give directly to Cloudflare or you. It's Cloudflare saying, all right, you're in Thailand. You're trying to download episode 903 of Papa JF. I have it for you. I already have stored it for you. Here it is. That is a beautiful new feature of the internet. And I'm going through all this technicality to say to the Jewish contributions guy, you're going to have this kind of edge system if you want to be edgy. If you want to be edgy, you need the edge of a Cloudflare type reverse proxy edge server system. And the costs are super low. Cloudflare is free. Having a computer at your home is free. Having your internet connection, of course, that's That's something you already pay for. So you actually end up paying less for this than if you go to GoDaddy, and GoDaddy will censor you. Base Devolver says, can you explain how a reverse proxy works? Well, it's just what I explained. So the server becomes a last resort system, and the server refuses connection to all of the world except Cloudflare. Cloudflare simulates being a customer, visits your server, but then it keeps a copy, a caching copy of what's on your server, as if it was a visitor from Thailand, as if it was a visitor from France. And it will actually send from different IPs of the world to know if your website responds differently. Now, once Cloudflare has kind of mapped your website with all possibilities, including username and differences if you're logged in or if you're not logged in, it will keep a copy of this and it will serve it to the end user instead of the server. So the server has become no more the thing that sends, but it has become an archive of the website as it should be that solely serves it to Cloudflare, and Cloudflare serves to you, the end user. That is what a reverse proxy does. One of the effects of this is you never get to know the true IP of the server. You only get to know the IP of the Cloudflare partner that you're interacting with. And by the way, 20 to 40% of the current internet traffic passes through Cloudflare. Did you know this? They have become a massive, massive part of the internet. The modern internet is on Cloudflare. It's happening through this reverse proxy system that most people don't even know about. Libby Emmons, the new Barbie movie is an anti-motherhood, men-hating tangle of daddy issues posing as a tale of female empowerment. Oh yeah, and on our last subject, Master Slave says, you don't need Cloudflare to set up a reverse proxy. Absolutely. So you can have this kind of system through any network of computers you would be willing to put together or other services. But Cloudflare is the big one. Cloudflare is the one where someone who doesn't even know much about the internet can set it up in 10 minutes. So if you want to get introduced, it's definitely the entry point. So Barbie is a man-hating tangle of daddy issues posing as a tale of female empowerment. Holy shit. My view of Barbie is going down and down. I must watch Barbie. I must watch Barbie because I have to I have to figure out if that's all true. I had high hopes, but the right is totally going after Barbie. I had hoped that the new Barbie film would be something of a love letter to the doll that inspired so much fantasy and storytelling for me as a kid. But instead, the film is a tangle of grown-up daddy issues rebranded as empowerment. From the opening scenes of little girls bashing their baby dolls on rocks in a symbolic rejection of motherhood. Oh no, are you kidding me? It's to that degree? To the final scene where Barbie is so empowered and self-actualized that she visits a gynecologist for the first time. The film criticizes women's impulses toward motherhood, love, and femininity, and leaves the lead character standing alone in the real world with no friends, no husband, no children, and only the medical industrial complex by her side. Holy shit. This is turning to be a terrible movie, as far as what it looks like. I'm extremely worried. Shamrock says, you remember when people were saying if Barbie was a real woman, she wouldn't be able to walk due to her unnatural proportions? DK Shadow says, Dark Fate should have been enough evidence, JF. Yeah, Terminator. It looks like they've redone Terminator 6 with Barbie here. That is bad news. Lorenza was sharing this conference in December 2023. So that's in 5 months from now, 4 months from now, we are living through the greatest population bust in human history. The future belongs to those who show up. The Natal Conference, a pro-natalism conference. Birth rates are falling below replacement level all over the world. 1 day of public live streams and 1 day of closed-door facilitated private workshops where experts and VIP attendees will meet in groups to share insights and develop solutions. Well, it's interesting. I will not go there. I don't want to travel. I cannot travel. But I'm happy that this is getting some kind of attention, this issue of the fight against reproduction. And inevitably, I love what they wrote on the top of the website. We are living through the greatest population bust in human history. The future belongs to those who show up. Beautifully said. There has to be a pushback. There will be a pushback. Inevitably. Doesn't matter how hard you try to stop reproduction, life converges back to what it should be. That is impossible to go another way. Concerns raised over numbers of students identifying as LGBT. There is a mother who found a father told her that in his 13-year-old son's class, 13 out of 30 young people identify as LGBT. She was also notified of a principal in a different school telling a parent that some 32% of grade 7 and 8 students are identifying as LGBT. I think it sends a clear message that something is happening in the classroom that is leading kids to go to that route of either identifying or being confused about gender. That 32% is not what's reflected in society. It just confirms what I'm hearing from parents across the province. It's not every classroom. It seems that they all have a few things in common, where the children will have been exposed to teachers or people within the school system that are constantly pushing that ideology. That is exactly what's happening. That is why we have to avoid public school. It's not that every single public school teacher is going to be toxic and poisoning people's mind. It's that there's going to be 10, 20, 30% of them that push this ideology. But inevitably, out of the career, the student career of your child, he's going to meet one of them, at least two, three of them. And that is where the propaganda will happen. So because you can't know when it will be, because you can't know who it will be, you might as well just abandon the whole system. It's the only solution. Because you can't request this. You can't come to the school and say, I just want the good teachers. They're going to call. If you clearly demand to not be with an LGBT teacher, they're going to tell you that you're a bigot, that you're asking for discrimination, and they're not going to give it to you. So the only solution to this problem is abandon a bag, a full bag of apples, because there's a couple of bad apples in it. Oh, this electrical shock. I think my understanding is that this is some guy trying to throw some object and then he gets electrocuted. I'm not sure. Is it a lightning or is it that he touches some electricity? Poof. He is projected that high. It is absolutely, it happens so fast, it's hard to see. He throws something up. And then it makes him jump. Let's see slow motion. So he threw something up. Instant explosion / electrocution. I don't know. And look at the projection of the man's body. As the smoke clears out, the man is right there. The man is there. He has been thrown toward the target of what he was throwing to, and boom, he falls back on the floor. T.S. Voss says, man-made rocket. Big Tech Exodus says, did he throw a grounded wire over the power wire? I mean, it's the conclusion I come to. Not only that he was throwing up something, but that he threw something up maybe that had a rope to it or it had a wire to it, and the wire just grounded all of this electricity, and the reason he was projected would be that there was so much electrical energy coming down, it created an explosion or something that projected him with the debris or whatever. Speaker's Corner says he's throwing something up to another guy. Oh, was there another guy already on the ladder? Okay, maybe there's a guy already on the ladder. If there's a guy here already, it wouldn't be his body that was projected. Okay, so there would be two guys. One guy was already down, and another guy falling here. Okay. Well, in any case, they have grounded something that they shouldn't have. Fanatical Socialist has sent a super chat. He said, I watch Barbie. Really? It's watchable? Is it available in theater? Or? I didn't know. He says, it's pro-natalist propaganda, LARPing as a feminist movie, as it should. Watch it with women you want to get pregnant. Ah, yeah, something was telling me that there was something that's going to salvage this movie. Something was telling me Barbie cannot not be pregnant. People talk about gynecologist. There has to be something good at the end of it, something redeeming. And yes, I had the impression that the feminist talking points will be very superficial, but that deeply in this movie, there might be something like an appeal to reproduction. So I keep hope. I keep hope for Barbie, believe it or not. This video has went viral. The attitude of a kind of taxi or Uber driver, I don't know exactly what he is. But there are people who start trying to steal from him with a gun. His reaction is, and this is what I want to bring up, he sets up a chicken game where they're, okay, you want to point a gun at my head? What if I drive at 100 kilometers, 200 kilometers an hour in a way that if you were to kill me, you might very well die too. And it made me think something because I have very often invoked the chicken game in terms of these black people being arrested and playing the chicken game with police. That is, I'm going to violate everything you tell me until you feel that your life is threatened. I'm going to force you basically to shoot me. I'm going to, like, you tell me put your hands up, I'm not going to put my hands up. You tell me I'm going to put handcuffs on you, I will reject the handcuffs, I will fight. You tell me don't reach for the belt, I will reach for the belt. That is putting a kind of escalation into the policeman's mind, where at some point he has no choice but to escalate further up to shooting the suspect. And I've often said that this is the problem of the chicken game. It's that it seems that black populations have a willingness to engage in kind of self-sacrificial chicken game type of play way too readily, much more readily than a white person. My impression is that this is what we see at play here again. It's that white people perhaps have a valuation of their life and peace, the maintenance of peace, to be higher, such that the chicken game is never worth it. Whereas I believe that black populations are raised in an environment where they come to that conclusion that if there was a head or tail call to make on their own life, they would take it. And I believe this is what this driver has chosen to do. Look at this. So the guy is managing the fact that he has to push the gun away from his head while also accelerating to put their lives in equal danger. And now he's scaring them. The guy's like, yo, 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 yo. Well, there you go. Now your life is equally in danger. What are you gonna do? There's a totally unhinged black guy who has your life in his hand. He doesn't give a shit about dying in a car accident because the alternative to this is dying with a bullet in his hand. In his head.
Yo, yo, I want you here. Yo, 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 I want you.
Oh my God. Fascinating behavior. Is this guy even capable of speaking? It's like I hear yo 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 and I hear blah 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 blah. There doesn't seem to be clear communications, but it's a totally different way to handle violent situation rather than give up, escalate in the chicken game, multidimensional space of game theoretic structures. Joel Soret says, haha, fucking genius. Yeah, well, it's not something I would do, you know. It's not something I would do. Because the escalation of risk... I am all for asymmetric force. I am all for the policeman escalating in a direction that he knows he can neutralize the suspect at fewer risk to his life. But to escalate the risks of the two partners of the interaction, that is choosing to die, choosing to potentially die. It's not necessarily the smartest thing to do. But in this case, it worked out. I'm happy for the driver that it worked out. Rodita Sid says, drives them directly to the police station at 200 kilometers per hour. Yeah, I've been wondering if the point where he stopped may have been, maybe he has chosen a direction where there would be witnesses or a direction where there would be a police car not too far. Perhaps that's what his strategy was. I have no idea. Hunter Biden expected to face up to 10 criminal referrals. Here are the top 10 bombshells from last week. So more information about the hearing on Hunter Biden. But let's not mix things up here. Criminal referrals will be given by a Republican senator or representative, Chuck Grassley. That doesn't mean that there will be prosecution. So it's one thing to criminally refer, but then it's the decision of the prosecutors whether they will bring this case to completion. And given how they handled the whole cocaine in the White House situation, I would be betting that they will try not to prosecute on these 10 items. Against the Secretary of Defense wish, diversity-obsessed Biden picks a woman to lead the Navy. So we have seen with the Titan sub, we have seen what women could do in terms of an engineering team and co-pilot team to create a sub that would reach the Titanic. It ended up imploding at 3,000 feet, I believe, or 3,000 meter down in the ocean toward the direction of the Titanic. We will see if the result is different with a female leader. Admiral Lisa Franchetti previously commanded the U.S. Navy's 6th Fleet. So she's been involved in the whole intervention of Donald Trump in Syria. You know, when Donald Trump was doing these bombardments in Syria, she was leading the fleet. And the alternative was proposed by the Secretary of Defense. It was his pick, Samuel Paparo, an admiral who was a Top Gun graduate with more than 6,000 hours in F-14s, F-15s, F-18s, 1,100 landings on a carrier, and experience commanding forces in war zones. So I believe this is another instance of the Biden administration wanting to show, oh yeah, we can get LGBT, we can get women, we can get trans into the machine of war. I personally don't care much about the machine of war, but I'm sure there are worries about competency. We'll see how it turns. Trevor Canning says there's a ton of fake advertising on Twitter and Community Notes is calling them all out now. It's great. Yes, it's very regular to see Community Notes on ads. And sometimes I find them a little exaggerated. But I don't have time to research all of them. But sometimes I'm like, oh, are you just trying to be an ass to Elon here? But overall, I'm happy that it's happening. Oakland fails woman as staggering crime surge goes unpunished. Robberies have surged 22% only in the first half of 2023 compared to previous years. And overall crime has risen 42% in the same period. They were telling the story from behind. A woman recalled in an interview she heard footsteps. She turned around. Inches away stood a figure in a ski mask, pointing a knife at her stomach. He lunged, grabbed her car's key fob, and clicked it to open the driver's side door. The woman frantically fought back. Residents heard screams and emerged from their homes. Just as the attacker punched the woman's shoulder and shoved her to the ground, he ripped two canvas bags from her arms, one with a laptop, the other filled with personal items. Crouched on the ground, dazed, she tried to call 911, but said she got disconnected. That is an increasingly common situation in this wonderful place that Oakland, California is becoming. Look at this. This is a recent video, I think, because it's been on Twitter for 6 hours. That is the state of this city. Homeless encampments, graffitis, destruction, accumulation of trash. There was recently this guy, the ice cream vendor. Jan Malchung was saying, even the ice cream vendor isn't safe. So they're trying to steal money from him. Here we go. Now they're making a raise of money. The community is out in full force to support 80-year-old Don Yuan, a local ice cream vendor who was robbed $120 at gunpoint. But it's not with this kind of initiative that you're going to solve the problem. Because, of course, there's one video memeing on this subject out of thousands of cases of theft that you'll never hear about. And so the community may have gotten attention on this particular ice cream vendor. That means nothing. It will not impact the statistics of crime, which are massively rising. And this is what happens when you welcome everyone and you become a center of attraction for the whole world. And everyone who has troubles and everyone who's willing, who's likely to revert to criminality to live, to make a living. Chuck Garrity says, I visited Oakland and it was by far the ugliest city I have ever seen. I couldn't go anywhere without some crazy asking me for money. Wow, that really sucks. This is what happens when you become a filter for people who cannot live, who cannot sustain their own life. And so they need to attack others and steal from others to make a living. Why Black Bear says everyone gets to feel better while basically making zero difference. Lol. Yeah, it's like it's not about this $120. If I see a rise of 42% criminality in a year, in a year-on-year increase, that means there's, for each of this ice cream vendor type, there's 1,000 people who also got stolen money. They also got pointed a gun. There was a gun pointed at them, and they won't have any fundraiser for relieving them of the suffering. The only members of the U.S. Senate that voted to simply reassert the constitutional reality that Congress has to vote to declare war. Fascinating. It is, as Tix points out, an established functioning of the American politics in the Constitution. Congress has to declare war. Joe Biden cannot do this. But there's been for more than a decade now a history of presidents who argue, it's not a war, it's a bombardment. And, it's not a war, it's an anti-terrorist operation. And so basically they have built these temporary measures around the Constitution, which basically makes this constitutional limit meaningless practically. Trump bombarded Syria. There's a history of Middle Eastern interventions by different presidents that didn't get to have this approval. And the fact that you can only get 16 politicians out of more than 100 to say yes to this very basic constitutional fact shows that the warmongering is real. They don't even care about protecting their own political entitlement, which is, as the Senate, you should be protecting this. That's your right, and you should be willing to say it. But they're not willing because they really, even the Republican side, the warmongers on the Republican side, they're happy with Joe Biden having absolute power over this question. A gorilla reproducing the movements of his trainer here. The trainer is showing the gorilla to be putting its feet to the window. Very nice. Very nice. And she is rewarding him with some reward. Rudy Lacid says, Jeff, there is a video from 1977, Leonard Skynyrd, Freebird, Oakland Coliseum Stadium. It's a concert, and the difference of then and now is so stark. It's crazy. Maybe you can watch it and skip through it quickly, and you will see the difference one generation makes. Okay, let's have a look at Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd Freebird, Oakland, 1977. Oh boy. Wow. Extremely white.
Thank you.
Wow, I would date every single one of these women. Even the communist Marxists here. Like, this is the worst woman in the entire stadium. I would fuck her tonight. Isn't it fascinating? Like, she's ugly because she has glasses. And it's... And she's a 7 out of 10 in today's world. Oh my God, quite stunning, quite stunning. Thank you for giving me this video. I know I've seen this comment a lot on social media. You know, everyone looked good in a concert in the 70s, but it's quite shocking to see it because you always see it in screenshots. But here with the video and the camera walking through, it's like, no, there's really not a fatty in this whole stadium. Wow. Aquanote says, the real comparison there is what a society looks like when seed oils and processed foods aren't in the main diet. Maybe it is seed oils. I don't know. People have their view on what's the contribution here. Some random bloke says, RIP Richard Lynn, rest in peace. He gives a link to the American Renaissance paper. I have mentioned that yesterday. Now, someone made me realize something, that Edward Dutton says that Richard Lynn was the creator of the Flynn effect, the discoverer of the Flynn effect. And it totally passed beside my attention. You know, I was just reading about the rest in peace note by Edward Dutton. But then I thought about it. Yeah, Richard Lynn is different than George Flynn. Those are two different IQ researchers. And Flynn is the guy who gave his name to the Flynn effect. But I believe that what Edward Dutton meant by saying that Lynn is the discoverer of the Flynn effect, he probably meant that he had seen those observations before Flynn. That's probably what it is. But I don't know. I don't know about the details of the history and were there papers by Lynn mentioning this rise of the IQ. I don't know the details of it. But yeah, it didn't strike my mind because of the similarity between their two names. See, I just said, yeah, Lynn is the creator of the Flynn effect. But when I received this comment by a member of the audience, I realized, wait a minute. That's two different guys, even if they sound the same. So Richard Lynn was much more engaged in racial difference research than Flynn. Flynn was more like a mainstream scientist who got the name of the Flynn effect, who got his name given to the Flynn effect. All right. This guy, this is fantastic. I think I may have shown this on the show years ago. Now, it really looked like he was flying on a broomstick. What the fuck? Now you realize that there's some sort of rectangle. What? But then even when you realize what it is, what the fuck? How does that work? So it's a mirror. It's a mirror with a fake pant, fake leg, creating the effect of a double leg. Okay. Now he's rolling on some kind of skateboard. But how is it that this mirror works both sides? Didn't we get to see the mirror on the other side? Like, this is the other face of the mirror. How does he get to show us the rotation of the mirror? It's still mind-blowing to me. I don't get it. How does it work at that point? This is the back of the mirror. DK Shadow says the mirror is reflecting the ground. So it's a bilateral mirror, but it's just that we don't get to see a good take at it here. Because here it seems that this side of the mirror isn't good. But maybe it's good. Maybe it does work. Based Volver says it's a new material. I forgot what it's called. Bug and Swamp says this is sorcery. Yeah, I'm going to believe that it's sorcery. Just per sorcery. I'm too confused. I cannot understand. Now, that I didn't know about. It's amazing to keep being amazed at the biological world and what it's capable of. This is a fruit. Now, this fruit has evolved to send seeds one by one, and I cannot believe just the delivery style. Look at this. So this fruit sets its seed, it grows, and eventually it uses a kind of, I don't know, drying method to expel the seeds one by one through the wind. Look at this. Paper seeds being carried by the wind. They fly. They fly out of the inner part of the fruit, and they go to seed the baby trees like birds. Those are seeds. Those are the most complex seeds I've ever seen in terms of carrying capacity. And the way the fruit just exploits the existing wind to rip off the seeds, unbelievable. They look like they would be birds. Oh my god, this is much more advanced than just the helicopter seeds that I've been used to in my childhood. That is a storage tactic for those who like compact storage. Here's an example of a ladder that is fully compressed into a small tube. Look at this. It's beautiful. It's two half cylinders, and they can basically become the storage place for the ladder steps. The ladder steps fold into a groove that is made into the half cylinder. So So see, half cylinder cracks open in the middle. And now they can rotate. The steps of this ladder can rotate out of their groove. And boom, you got a ladder. Well, Real Base Talk says, yeah, but how sturdy is it? Well, you're basically losing half of the diameter of your ladder steps just for the rotational mechanism. So basically, it's half as sturdy as it could be if it wasn't foldable. Frederick Von Finkel says, Jeff, you tweeted about depression recently. Can you talk about why we would evolve depression? Is there some benefit to it outside of killing oneself? I talked about suicidal behaviors. I suggested an evolutionary path to suicidal behavior. My idea was if you have contagion, if you have the fact that, say, you failing at life could impact your brother's success on the dating market, or how people value your brother or your sister, then suicide could evolve from kin selection mechanism. Now you ask more generally, depressive behavior. I believe that the depression we talk and think about in the modern world is a construct of many things. I believe that you could have evolutionary explanation for individual behaviors in there. For example, I believe that I basically have an hibernation view of depression, where maybe it was just good in certain times in the past for us to not want to go out, not want to see people for 6 months, perhaps linked to the winter, to the seasons. And then perhaps the fastest way that life found to give you those characteristics, which is not want to see people, want to stay at home, want to do nothing, is depression. Could be this. Depression came as a package that just happened to have the right behavioral output for this evolutionary response. Simeon says it's not an adaptation, it's a disorder / malfunction. There is no such thing as a disorder or a malfunction in evolution. It's either an adaptation or it's nothing. So that is my view in evolution. There's no such thing as a disorder or a malfunction. Either it's an adaptation or it's nothing. It's just the way it is. It's a just-so behavior. Shamrock says, do you think the depressive feelings are the equivalent of the engine light going off in your car, like a warning for you to make an urgent change? I don't think it's good evolutionary thinking to see it that way. You don't need a psychological experience of the warning sign. If something like this, like you say, was to evolve, it wouldn't need to give you this whole depressive experience. So you have to be careful when you develop an evolutionary explanation. Would life have needed such a complex thing to address this very simple thing? Now, if I think of making an urgent change to one's life, what would be the fastest way life could find for this? Just a hormonal input into your brain, into your body, that just motivates you toward creativity. You wouldn't need depression. So to me, if you want to explain depression, you have to find an evolutionary reason why depression would have been needed, not just as a general signal to change life. Now, there might be something like a bottom of the barrel that life eventually found to be a good place to springboard back from. If that is the case, then your theory might work. But it's getting too much complicated for me to say that's a good explanation for depression. So I have this hibernation theory of depression. And yeah, so perhaps experiencing the... And you know, let's not forget another situation in which depression appears often. It is postpartum depression, as they call it. This you can totally see as an evolutionary adaptation of the female having to spend more time inside to care for a newly born child. So I think that postpartum depression makes total sense. To have depressive symptoms that tell you, okay, stop trying to go out, stop trying to make friends. It's time to stay inside, care for the baby, because you're going to be for the next year giving milk to the baby. So that tells me perhaps depression is good in certain situations, and it could, and in other situations where it doesn't seem to have an evolutionary function, then it could just be a misfiring of the fact that it's sometimes good. If it's sometimes good, life will keep it in, and life will even trigger it at the wrong times and wrong moments, just because it's not so costly as to generally disrupt your ability to go on with life. So yeah, this sums up my views and thoughts on depression. Europe says the clown world, and we have someone seeding destruction. You get down, get up, oh, oh, when you get down, get up, hey, hey. I hate these edits where they add music. I hate them. Yeah, so complete destruction of cars, of property, by people who have no interest in protecting the sense of property of our society. Iconic Park Avenue wine store, Sherry Lehman, raided by the FBI. This will be our last news item tonight. As part of an ongoing criminal investigation by the Justice Department, the 89-year-old retailer store on Park Avenue was searched by authorities last week as part of an ongoing investigation stemming from lawsuits from customers for alleged failure to deliver prepaid wine, as well as nearly $3 million in unpaid taxes. Okay, so it looks like one of these... businesses that end up being crunched, they have no more cash, they have all these debts, and so they start being unable to honor their delivery. Sometimes people say that of Elon Musk, you know, that he stopped paying the rent on the Twitter headquarters, that some of his bills don't get paid for the people who host these Tesla charging stations. It's the consequence of a bear market, and I look at this store. This looks like a store that pays a lot in rent, let me tell you, when they are in a big downtown location like this. So FBI raid, probably to close the business or assess that it's bankrupt. DK Shadow says, this guy destroyed more in a minute than most people make in 3 months. That is the big drama. You don't need much forces of destruction in your society for it to crumble, because we're not a society that's equipped with security capabilities that would make everything protected. Like, we are quite non-military in the way we leave our cars in parking lots, in the way we give our children to daycare center people, in the way we abandon our old people to caretakers in hospitals and hospices. We are exposed to so many risks that if only 1%, 2% of the freely free population is malintended towards society and willing to destroy anything they can, they can. As my father was often pointing out, as a manager of a city for water treatment, he was like, I can't believe how fragile our water system is. You could have a terrorist damaging the entire water network with just a little bottle if they knew where to insert it. You know? Basically, you could poison entire segments of the population with very little information and very little resources. And he was worried about this. And yeah. That's our whole society is reliant on trust, and just bring less trustable people in. It won't take many generations before all of it becomes unsustainable. That is it for tonight, boys. If you'd like to support the show, join the Patreon, the Subscribestar, or the Backed By. The show needs your support to keep going. I thank you all for your generosity, and I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.